There are two new exhibits at the Museum of Design Atlanta, MoDA for short, and they both explore technology customized for human use. Producer Gabby Watts has this preview.
It might seem obvious that designers make things so that people can use them, but user-centered design is a fairly new concept, evolving over the 20th century.
Designers have always been aware of their users.
This is MoDA's executive director, Laura Flushi.
But with the rise of design thinking and the emphasis on user interfaces, designers are more and more aware of the need to find out what the challenges their users are facing. That doesn't always mean just one kind of user or one general class of users.
The idea that there's more dialogue between users and designers is explored in MoDA's new exhibit, Beautiful Users, Designing for People. It comes to them from the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum. And the exhibit starts with a telephone. Designers realized people tended to chit-chat while doing something else around the house, so they designed thicker and flatter receivers so you can more comfortably hold the phone between your head and shoulder, hands-free. Moving into more contemporary technologies, the exhibit has a door that can be unlocked by your phone and a Roomba that's been transformed into a surveillance system. There are also medical devices modified for people who might not have access to a doctor, like a vaccine that can be administered without a needle, or for people who don't have smooth sidewalks, like a chain-powered wheelchair that can move over rough terrain. But perhaps the best example of user-centered design is explored in MoDA's other new exhibit, On You, Wearing Technology.
Beautiful Users really looks at the process by which users have become more and more an active part of what designers do. And wearable technology is just the next step in that, because that's when the user really almost becomes part of the product when you strap something onto your body.
Wearable tech has been around for decades. Think hearing aids, headphones, pedometers, watches. But in recent years, the industry's exploded with products like Fitbits and Google Glass.
So 20 years ago, products couldn't have been made because it would have taken batteries that were too big and too heavy.
This is Clint Ziegler, one of the curators behind On You. He's also a professor and researcher at Georgia Tech's Wearable Computing Center. And along with those heavy batteries, he pointed out that 20 years ago, the interfaces of wearable technology were far too cumbersome to wear, and there weren't wide-sweeping cellular networks. But today,
all of those things are finally at a place where we're able to create things, and designers are able to put the technology in devices that can fit on the body, even in fabric, that we can wear every day.
The exhibit explores wearable tech used in all sorts of industries, from music to the military, and it pairs earlier designs, like a computerized denim vest from the mid-90s, with recent innovations, like a heart rate monitor inside an Adidas shirt that can transmit data back to a coach.
So it's really exciting to see like where things started, where people are actually sewing together denim vest and attaching like computer bits and parts to it, where they started and where they are now with like Google Glass, where all of that power is now in a small thing that sits on your head.
As we're able to put more and more technology on our body, that doesn't mean we're Borgifying. On the contrary, Beautiful Users and On You remind us that design is becoming more human. For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.